Speaker, whenever you're ready.
Okay, sorry. I'm getting set up in the other room. Hold on. I may have to go somewhere else.
Unmuted.
Use your microphone.
I put it away because we were trying to make that, whatever that noise was, go away. Okay,
no.
There we go. Nice. All right. I'd like to call Congress back to order after a recess for an Appropriations Committee meeting. The time is 3:48. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lennon?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Congressman Maker? Congressman Potts? Congressman Potts? Congressman Potts? Congresswoman Rebar?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congressman Maker? Speaker Pratt?
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Next is reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engagement Committee met this afternoon. We reviewed Bill Number ONCA 20-72. Final committee action is a due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes by Keene, Goodfox, and Big Horse. We also reviewed Bill Number ONCA 20-74 with a final committee action as due pass is properly engrossed. Three yes votes of Keene, Goodfox, and Big Horse. We also reviewed resolution ONCR 20-29. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes of Keene, Goodfox, and Big Horse. We also reviewed resolution number ONCR 20-31. Final committee action was due pass is properly engrossed with three yes votes with Keene, Goodfox, and Big Horse. And we also reviewed resolution ONCR 20-32 with final committee action due passes properly engrossed with three yes votes of Keene, Goodfox, and Big Horse. Those are all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any possible movement?
Hold on.
ONCA 20-72 ONCA 2074, ONCR 31, 2031, excuse me, ONCR 2032. Is that it, clerk?
There's 2029, too.
I know, it's already on today's agenda.
Oh. I'm sorry, I was concentrating on something else.
The four that would be on tomorrow's agenda, two were moved, two naturally moved there, so ONCA 2072, 2074, and then R31 and R32 are the only four besides 2029 that's already on the agenda for today. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes, sorry. I don't have all those numbers, but I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place all of the bills that came out of Rules and Ethics today after engrossment on third reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to place 2072, 74, R31 and R32 on third reading on today's agenda, and R2029 is already on today's agenda for third reading. Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Excuse me.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. We are now on third reading. ONCA, give me your committee reports. ONCA 2072, an act to provide an appropriation to the village committee funds in the amount of $144,800 for fiscal year 2021 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Second speaker Rebard, excuse me, is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2072? Seeing none, second speaker, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Okay. The question is, shall ONCA 2072 pass?
Congressman King.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lennon. Congresswoman Lennon.
Is it? Let the clerk know that we can't hear.
I can barely hear you. Congresswoman Lennon.
Yes.
Thank you. Congressman Pott.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Bayforce.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2072 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2072 is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 2074, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $455,814 and to establish an alternate effective date. Second speaker, Rebar is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
All closed.
Thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2074? Hearing none. Second speaker, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Okay. The question is, shall ONCA 2074 pass?
Congresswoman Lennon.
Yes.
Congressman Pott.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2074 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say
yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2074 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 2029, a resolution requesting the Osage Nation Gaming. To the Osage Nation in its annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2021. I am the sponsor. Is there anyone who would like to speak for?
I didn't hear that. He's breaking in and out.
I didn't hear it either.
Madam Speaker, it looks like your microphone is not active.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, it keeps. We've been having trouble with that. It's popping off and on. Okay. ONCR 2029, a resolution requesting the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board to include an additional $8 million annual distribution to the Osage Nation in its annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2021. I am the sponsor. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against ONCR 2029? Hearing none. I will just, I think we all have the information and probably know whether we're for or against it. I just want to say that in the beginning, when we discussed where the funds would come from, I stated that I felt strongly about needing to make cuts to the operating budgets, as well as the direct assistance funds, and as well as ask the Enterprise Board gaming for additional funds so that we, you know, just continue what we discussed with the chief. I spoke on a little bit of it yesterday, where the chief in his opening remarks, the discussion that we had at the beginning of session. I'm just being consistent with what I stated, how I felt about how this was going to go and the decisions that needed to be made when we began the session. So that's all. And I will wait for the clerk to return to her seat so we can vote. The question is, shall ONCR 2029 pass?
Congressman Pott?
No.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Saber?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Bickworth? Congressman Bickworth?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodthought?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Pratt?
Yes. Sorry, is someone speaking? Okay, did the vote count pass?
Yes, ma'am, it was 8-3.
Okay, thank you. I was reading something. All right, ONCR 2029 passes and is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2031, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a detention services agreement with Sac and Fox Nation and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit. Congresswoman Goodfox is actually the sponsor. And Congresswoman, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll open.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. The Attorney General reached out the other day and hadn't received word from Sac and Fox Nation until recently that we needed another waiver of sovereign immunity to utilize their detention center. The AG said that currently we have no Osage kids there, but in the event that we do need to utilize their facility, we have to have this resolution done. So they asked me to sponsor this, and I said yes, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Are there any other members who would like to speak for or against ONC or this resolution? 2031. Hearing none. The question is, shall ONCR 2031 pass?
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Bickworth?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodthought?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Pott?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay. ONCR 2031 passes and is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 2032, a resolution to support and express appreciation for the COVID-19 task force for their dedication and service in administering emergency federal funding during the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Second Speaker Rebard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll open, Speaker.
Okay, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Congress, for your time. And the reason I wanted to draft this resolution
was to show appreciation to the employees and the Wisagi Health Clinic Center for all of their work and their dedication. And because this pandemic is something that we've never experienced before, I found that this mission is historical, and I wanted to give credit where credit is due. I want to thank the executive branch as well, and all of our other folks that have helped us on the outside to address this pandemic. And so in doing so, I also had Congresswoman Goodfox, Pratt, Lemon, and Shaw that wanted to participate as co-sponsors and acknowledge and recognize the hard work that's still going on. And I believe in the reports that we received from the task force, this is a well-deserved recognition. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to this resolution?
This is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
Thank you. I don't want to take up too much time. I just echo what Second Speaker said. On top of all the regular work duties that these employees have, they have been working to process thousands of, forms, and they've taken hundreds of extra phone calls. I've received word from a lot of constituents that their calls were answered in a timely manner. They felt like checks were dispersed in a timely manner. And I know that a lot of them have been working till 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night and still taking care of their family. So just thank you so much to the executive branch for all that you've done during this time.
Thank you. Thank you, Congresswoman. Anyone else? Hearing none, I will go ahead and also thank, Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Speaker. I am on the road, so I do apologize. I just felt compelled to just say something really quick here. I want to thank, the idea behind this and that Second Speaker and Speaker had, and I was more than happy to add my name as a co-sponsor for this. In the beginning, there was a lot of negativity out there on social media and about all the difficulties that people are having, and they couldn't because of how the application was and this and that. And that's going to happen naturally in a process that you have that comes out that's new. And they took this on for our people, and they did a fantastic job. And if anybody listened to the meetings, they processed your application the day that it comes in. They've gotten that good at it, and it's that important to them, and they prioritized it. And so there's not enough words to say thank you. Thank you's not enough. And I appreciate them being there for our people. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. I'll just briefly echo the sentiments of my colleagues and say a heartfelt thank you to the employees of the Osage Nation, the executive branch, the task force, and all that were involved with it, the subcommittees, and all the work that they've done. Many good things have come from this very difficult time in our lives, and we have wonderful people in our community, wonderful employees. I know all of them, and they're hard workers and good leaders. And so I just again say express my heartfelt gratitude, and I wish them the best, and I just truly thank them for helping our people through this time and those in our community, even, you know, non-Osages, non-Natives, that everyone comes together and assists. So I just want to say thank you for helping our people through this very difficult time. It's stressful, but having the courage to, keep us moving and keep our people to where they feel safe and taken care of. So thank you very much. The question is, shall ONCR 2032 pass?
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Bickforth.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodthought.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 2032 passes and is advanced to enrollment. I apologize, I seem to have skipped ONCA 2075. I do not have a copy of it before me. Clerk, would you please read ONCA 2075?
Yes, ma'am. ONCA 2075 is an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $2,017,433 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebar.
Okay, thank you. Second speaker, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2075?
Speaker, this is Brandy. I just need, I lost signal. Is this the legislative budget?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Are there any members who would like to speak to this bill? Hearing none, second speaker, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
All right. The question is, shall ONCA 2075 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Bickforth.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodthought.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2075 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 2075 is advanced to enrollment. I'm going to return. I have a couple of things, but I'm also going to return to reports of select committees. I've changed seats. It's a little warm in the other room, so a few of us have moved over, and I was a little out of sorts, so I'm going to ask us to return to reports of select committees and ask Second Speaker Rebard for her report.
Thank you, Speaker. The appropriations committee met today, September 29th, to discuss ONCA 2076, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $48,065,630. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Yes votes from Rebard, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. We also discussed today ONCA 2082, an act to authorize the IDC department and tribal works to expend monies appropriated through FY21 appropriation bills. The sponsor was RJ Walker. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Yes votes from Rebard, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. I would entertain a motion to place ONCA 2082 and ONCA 2076 on general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
So moved, Ms. Brain.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no? Okay. ONCA 2082 and 2076 will now appear on general order day 2. That way we just, you know right now that they will be, so that if you have any amendments to prepare tonight to have ready for tomorrow, you can do so. I believe that covers everything on the agenda. Also, let's see, ONCA 2045, ONCA 2049, 2068, 2069, and 2071 have been discharged from committee. Is there any movement with those bills as well?
Speaker Pratt.
Congressman Walker.
Did you say ONCR 2028?
No, sir. ONCA 2045, 49, 68, 69, and 71.
Okay, well, the reason I ask, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Well, I saw the committee report earlier, and it had 6, and I've had 2 other members of Congress reply to me that they've
okay,
signed
one
it.
One moment, please. Clerk, have you received 8 signatures?
I currently have 7 on ONC R 2028.
Matt, this is Brandy.
Go ahead.
May I ask the clerk if she has received my email for the discharge that Congressman Walker is speaking of?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Thank you.
Did I sign it? I can't remember.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I knew it was in here a minute ago. Okay.
Well, Congressman Walker asked me if I signed, and I said yes, so I'm making sure you have mine, too.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, we're at 7 signatures for now.
Speaker, could you repeat the discharge bills, please?
Yes, ma'am. ONCA 2045, ONCA 2049, 2068, 2069, and 2071. Those are the reports that you, or excuse me, the the discharge forms that you have, correct, Clerk?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure where, but I would entertain, because they're now they're back on the floor of Congress, I would entertain a motion to move those bills to general order day two on tomorrow's agenda.
So moved, Randy.
Second.
Or entertaining that unless someone has any other movement on them. Okay. Motion is made and seconded to place those bills on general order day two on tomorrow's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Yes. No.
No.
Congressman Potts? Okay. Congressman Potts is a no. All right. See, we've received some appointee questionnaires back as well. Jerry Shaw and Franklin McKinley are also assigned to the Government Operations Committee. I believe there will be a Government Operations Committee meeting on Thursday to address those. I have lots of notes everywhere. I believe that covers all of it. Correct, Clerk? That's what I have for today.
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah, I have lots. Speaker, I have a question. Second speaker, go ahead.
On ONCR 2030, the resolution to set compensation, I know, was sent over to appropriations. Mm-hmm. And because of its importance, do I need to set an appropriations or an emergency appropriations meeting in the morning to discuss that one piece?
Yes, we would need to do that if it, you know, needs to be discussed, if the committee is going to want to have conversation on it. Otherwise, it would need to be discharged as well.
So that's okay, kind thank of
up
you, ma'am.
To, up to you, you know, the committee. But I would say, yeah, if you want an 8:30 meeting or so.
I think if that's the only thing that's going to be on the agenda, I don't know why we couldn't meet at 9.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take care of that when we recess.
Thank you.
I believe that is all for now. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So moved.
Second.
The motion is made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned. Thank you. No, I didn't have one today. Oh, yes.